Conscious Living and Power Radio.
Yes. Yes, this is absolutely a phenomenal time to be experiencing all of this. Hi there, I'm Wendy, and I appreciate you tuning in wherever you are, whatever you're doing. We're on the cusp of 2020, but there's so many things happening right now. It's hard to know what to focus on because there are a lot of new awarenesses, new opportunities, new absolutely completely unknown things that are being called to our attention, challenging us to say, okay, do I want to go with this or am I okay where I'm at? Remember, you are the one who decides. You are always programming your reality. And that's what this is about. So I'm going to start. I have a guest coming up in just a second, and we're going to get into the whole thing with Akashic records and memories and all this good stuff. But I want to say this week has been absolutely, for me, another kind of a huge shift. I did the night lights thing, and occasionally it'll take a little siesta, and they blink, flicker, do all that. I go into other rooms, other lights will do the same thing. And this time it went dark right after, beginning of November, Halloween, it had been slowing down. And then by the end of November, Thanksgiving time, it took a break, which always freaks me out. And I hate to say that because it's been going for 22 years. It's been doing this for me. And I'm like, is it done? And, you know, and so it takes that, but usually what that means is it's time for me to do my homework. And so, I don't know what that homework is. I just know I'm supposed to do something. And what it was because I was going into the deep end with all the UFO, all the experiencers, all the contact, all the stuff that might be behind the scenes, what's making this happen, you know, terrestrial kind of cloak and dagger. And I'm getting into that darker element of, I think, negative programming. And but, you know, because it's fascinating, kind of going, well, do I add this to it? Do I, you know, get more of this spooky element into it? And it can all be spooky if you're afraid. But what happened was I made the connection of, everything starts with ground zero, which is us, the core consciousness creator, the person who says, I will go with this, or I will not go with this. I don't compute. This won't work. And when it came back to that, upgrading our telepathy, upgrading our own spiritual ability, our framework, our references for what we do as a human to overcome being stuck in the manifest plane by plugging into our inner knowing, our awareness, our key component, which is consciousness. So when that came back in, and there were several things that did that. There was somebody who's a quantum physicist who said, you know what? I had an experience back in February, and all of a sudden, I'm supposed to be a skeptic and I don't want to come out with this, but I have to come out with this because it changed me. And so he's doing that, does his long Twitter episode on Thanksgiving of all times. And so when I go back and connect that and connect the dots, I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And what he was saying was they weren't ETs per se. They were extra dimensionals because they weren't corporeal and came in and basically did a tap dance number on him. And he felt the quantum feel, that love thing, for 2 weeks, and said it went away. He loved the feeling and he wants it back, but he can have it when he tunes into it. That's what happened to me like 2 days ago. All right. And so that same thing, I've been there before and all of a sudden I came back, but this is on the dream plane where they're pulling this energy through my body and I'm waking up in a state of euphoria going, oh my, wow. Thinking, what the heck did I tune into? Well, I tuned into that collective consciousness field where we're having contact and we're having engagement and we're remembering and reigniting our awareness. So this is the perfect time for me to talk to Lamari, who is also a visionary. She's also intuitive. She deals with the Akashic records and then some, and helps coach and empower people to reconnect to their own inner source, higher knowing ability. And so as we're connecting this morning, trying to make all the mechanical elements work, Lamari's going, I know it doesn't sound like I know what I'm doing, but believe me. And that's the way this stuff works. You don't have to sound like you know. You do know. It's part of that thing. The presentation is authentic, and that's where it matters. It's the heart connection. So Lamari, welcome and thank you.
Thank you so much. It's so true.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Well, okay. So with this, the Akashic records, again, this is stuff Edgar Casey's talked about. There's so much talk, but how do we engage that in the, you know, the real world when we're trying to figure out, some of this stuff just sounds so far away. How do we make it somehow more normal and more just every day, that this is something that's a natural thing that we can do and that we're already doing? How do we approach that from, well, maybe, okay, so how did you get started? Let's go there.
Okay. No, that's great. That's great. So basically the Akashic Records, before I tell you how, like, I got into it, right? The Akashic Records is the collective of everything, but in a way you can access it. Okay. So people call it a library. No, you can't look it up like that. But basically what it is since creation, right? Meaning that when the divine recognized the power of creation and started to create, these collective beings, these keepers of divine expression, became aware of all of the things that were happening, whether we're talking about our own personal lives and our intentions, or how planets form, how our solar systems form, where they go into the universe and the infinite and how they come back in. All that stuff is there. It's the charting of everything in a loving, caring, excited way, because the collective keepers of divine expression were really excited to put all of this together.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like the summation. And then for us, there's many different aspects of how we connect with the Akashic Records. For me, when I started reading about the Akashic Records and people would say, well, it's in there and it does this and it does this, I kept on feeling that people's conversations and ideas about the Akashic Records weren't accurate. Not like a bad judgment, but it just didn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
It was like, why would it look like a library? And why would we all be locked out? And why would you have to do only a special X, Y, and Z to get in? And it felt like what was being discussed or received, right, was too small.
Yeah.
That people were just looking, okay, this is my past life, and what am I going to do in the future? And it was really a narrow focus. So I decided I wanted to write a book about it, but I didn't know I was writing a book until I actually decided the best way to do this was figure out how to interview the Akashic Records and ask them questions.
Yes. And that makes so much sense. Yeah. Because you're questioning, saying, okay, reveal. What are your secrets? Reveal.
Exactly. And obviously with what you're doing right now, you're asking questions of people and they give you answers and a completely different insight.
Yes.
Into what's happening. So I figured, well, since I'm a channel, and somebody called me the other day, they called me Radical Channel of the Universe. And I'm like, I can handle that one.
Yay. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I just decided to see if I could connect. And if I could ask them questions, and I did it in a very honoring way. And I found that I had a very easy connection with them. And I asked them different things. Like, well, what is it? Well, how do you hold this energy? Well, what are ways to access it? How do we know we're receiving good information? How do we know that this is right for us to receive?
Right.
Because the other thing that some people don't understand, which we understand because we're more spiritually open, some information that you might want to get can actually overload you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're not prepared for the, I mean, I really can understand what it might be like to create a whole solar system, but I don't want to jump into the energy of creating it.
Thank you.
It's too much for my brain. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to think my brain was bigger than that, but you know.
I might have done it before and I'm past that stage now. You know? Okay, fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was the last go around. And, okay.
Yeah. And so the wonderful thing about it is that there is more access and there are many more ways to gain information, but also to respect the whole system, because that's what was really amazing to me, was that there is a whole system that everything that's ever occurred or has been planned and didn't occur exists there.
Mm-hmm.
That is just huge.
So when you're asking questions, what was the first question?
How did you create the Akashic Records?
That's basic. That's why I'm saying, okay, so where do we start? I guess the Akashic Records, is it just for humans?
No. See, that's the thing. The way it was described in past, and obviously we're humans, so we want to go in it, but it's not. They're an interdimensional and intergalactic, or however you want to say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness
mm-hmm.
that collects like the activities, the intents, the motivations of all beings, all consciousness, and then the stuff, like the events, the systems. It's all in there. The future, the past, the present. It's all in there. And it's organized, not in a way that I wouldn't really, really understand, right?
Yeah.
But they create it in a dimensional frequency so that you can access certain aspects of it and move into it. And there, the Akashic Records, the collective keepers, are a collective and individual life force, meaning they're a collective and they work together, and they're individual so that they also look at different aspects that intrigue them, and then they come together and put it together, and they're always active because it's always new.
Okay.
See,
so
if they're charting everything, right? Like,
yes.
Like if you're looking at your life in particular,
mm-hmm.
right? So all of the past lives and the ones that we wouldn't consider lives, but they were consciousness oriented, right?
Yes.
Because you didn't always embody and still have a soul. All of that would be there, but then all of the things that impacted you or influenced you would be there too. Even to the point where the sunset that blew your mind and inspired you to do something in seven lifetimes ago, that instance would be there.
Yeah.
And how that sunset came into being would be there.
Oh,
so
boy.
That's what people do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That gets really deep, very fast.
Yes. And that was what was so exciting about it to me, because I knew there was more. But then when they were telling me how much more, it's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Headache. Okay, let's go have a tea break.
Exactly.
Okay. A massage, anything. Okay, so part of this, let's go back to that overwhelming, because I think that's a lot of what's happening right now. And because people mm-hmm. who are not really into any of this stuff at all, or into the stuff I experience with the non-corporeals, the dimensionals, the ETs, the fairies, the gnomes, the other,
right.
The keepers, whatever, all these other elements that are around us. But when we first, like if you have a Kundalini experience, if you have some kind of the higher awakening, and it's the Kundalini is the easiest mm-hmm. way to say that. But all of a sudden you've
right.
got this mind blow of, this isn't what I thought. This isn't how I've been taught.
Yes.
This isn't what I know. And yet it's real. It's very, very mm-hmm. real. And then if you're in a circle of people who, for one thing, don't buy into any of that, you're really very
right.
much stymied and mm-hmm. ostracized and shamed to say, no, it isn't real. And then a lot of times then people will break from that trying to find a new group. And it may take a while, but I know some of the experiencers who really had, at the time that they remembered these kinds of things, all of a sudden those memories came flooding back in, and it made them ill. Their health suffered as a result, because it was too big a shock, not just to the psychological system, but to the actual physical
right.
component. And they're saying, so that's why when I get into this, if this is something that is going to be too overwhelming, you do have spirit guides, you do have guardians, you do have protection, but you also have the right to say, I need to go slow, please, And one of my deceased friends, when I asked her, okay, so what do you want me to know? And at that point, she looked like the little white specks on the TV when the channels don't come in. And it used to be when they went off at night, that was in front of me. And she's forming, and I'm in the middle of doing a traffic thing and thinking, I don't have time for this. But I said, well, okay. Afterwards, when I focused, I said, so is there something you wanted to tell me? What would you like me to know? She says, don't rush. That was it.
Really good.
That was it. Don't rush. I'm like, Well, okay, that's it. That's all I, you know, but this kind of stuff that we do when we're opening and getting this information, it can be a little bit overwhelming and intimidating because, you know, if you have the judgment come into it. So how do you deal with these kinds of elements?
Well, if you're, it's one thing if you're already in the experience, but let's start with trying to get into the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the easiest way for your, because sometimes these experiences that we have, and have quite a few of them, are because we are so excited to play in those dimensions that we are in the space of bring it on.
Right.
Oh, whoa.
Right.
Right?
Hit me again.
And
yeah.
So, exactly. And so if we look at it and say in your meditation or how you're connecting or whatever, if you say, connect me with the most appropriate realizations or energy for me at this moment in time.
Yeah.
That is actually what will come in.
A good clarifier.
And the word, and yeah. Well, and also the word appropriate is completely not loaded.
Right. Right.
So to some people, if you say slow down, they're going to get annoyed. No, I don't have time to slow down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they don't understand
that's
really.
Not right. Yeah. So any of those things, but if you use the word appropriate, mm-hmm. and I really love words anyway. So if you use the word appropriate, it's not loaded.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel judgment. You don't feel like you're not able to or whatever. It's like, what's appropriate right now? Well, that's
okay.
Perfect.
So basically what would happen is you're looking for fairies and you get Bigfoot because you didn't qualify it. Okay. You didn't say appropriate. You, and that your fairies are right there. You see them, you know, okay, well connect me. And all of a sudden Bigfoot steps in. You wait.
Yeah.
Who messed with the program?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Or you like have an interdimensional conga line running through your living room. You go, wait, I just wanted information about whatever.
Yes. Help. Okay, that's a benefit of our monkey mind running amok, okay? We've got so much stuff in there that we forget that a lot of times simple is the best way. You don't confuse the universe.
Well, and there's so much, we forget how much there is out there.
Yes.
And so, and we forget, I mean, sometimes, and some of us can actually have a multidimensional experience in the moment and be able to track all of it.
Yeah. And more power to you.
Sometimes when I'm coaching clients, it's hilarious because I'll have somebody's great uncle sitting on the couch with me while I'm listening to five different guys all saying different things to, you know, give information to mm-hmm. my client. And I have to say, my joke is, take a number.
Yes.
And if it's really important, raise your hand.
I knew that. Yep. Take a number. Okay. Yep. Okay. All right.
Because then
what do you
mean? Because we can play there too.
Yes. I was going to say, what do you do when somebody comes to you? Because this is also happening. A lot of people are having these kinds of breaks. And so where do you get them to just the beginning of their next phase? I mean, obviously you coach. All right. That I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But when people are just tuning into this and saying, oh my gosh, this sounds like something that I've experienced. And how do I proceed? What's the next step?
Okay. So I'm going to say it in a simple, basic way, because I like to express those things in that way, even though I'm like playing in all these other fields, right?
Yes, yes.
When any energy, being, consciousness contacts you, you need an introduction.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So, okay, so this energy comes in and it starts talking. You go, wait, excuse me. What is your name?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here?
State your name and your purpose. Yeah, what's your purpose?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And let me think if I want this connection right now.
Okay.
So what is your name? Why are you here? And let me think if I need this connection right now.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, I know you can handle somebody talking to you while you're driving.
Yeah.
Okay, most people can't.
Yeah.
That would be danger zone.
Right.
You may not want to have something happen when you're interrupted in something or when you're not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always say, give me a moment. Let me check this out. Because you want to be comfortable with what, who, the energies that are coming towards you. And for me personally, my only disclaimer is that is of course, if I'm in real danger, tell me to shut up and do something.
Absolutely.
Because I don't care.
Absolutely. You feel safe. Yeah.
If it's like, and I've had that. I've
yes,
had
me
that,
too.
Mm-hmm. You know, where I'm going somewhere and they're like, no. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to say
but
a second
see,
time.
Then, exactly. But then when you're talking about accessing the Akashic records or divine information in different ways, because sometimes people access the records and they don't understand that's where they are. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're getting guidance from other places. But when you can have that and you know that you can engage in it, not that it's only happening to you, but this is a divine conversation. This is a divine connection that you're making. So you participate in it and you can say, wait a minute, this energy is too expansive for me. Hold on. Let me take a breath. I need a cup of coffee. 1 second.
Yeah.
Hang in there. Right?
Yes.
And see, a lot of people don't understand that they actually have that level of participation. Because we're also trained to think, if you have had any religious experiences, that when the divine energies contact you, you need to be submissive, you need to pray, open up, let it happen, and do whatever it said.
Yeah.
So you're not asking for an introduction. That's a really bad date.
Well, you become, you're basically a mouthpiece with no internal will, and you can't shut it off. It's a different kind of, you're a puppet, really. That's more of a puppet, and you don't want to do that. It's easy.
No.
And you don't want to do that.
Yes, and think of that as we are growing and expanding in our world right now, we want to have a say. We're not always trained, or we don't understand, or because it's a higher power, we think we might be less than or shy or whatever word you want to use, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we don't have that knowing and capacity, most people, to step up and say, excuse me, here's how I want this to work. Or these are the frequencies that I'm open to. And I'm not ready to notice the chaos theory in my mind right now. So is there anything else you want to share? Or can we take this in bits? Or whatever it is. Now, obviously, there's some people who want a completely transcendental experience. Just beam me up, Scotty, and let me play. And that's okay because you agreed to that. But it's also good to be able to have conversation with those consciousnesses. Okay, I'm up in, dimension, whatever number. I'm playing here. I'm seeing all of this happen. I love it. It's beautiful. It's magnificent. What do I do with this? Why is it coming to me?
What I also know that it's discernment. It's discernment because you can listen to all sorts of channels, everything. It's a wide open field and there's a lot of information overload. And what you are receiving at the time might be just because you happen to wander into the right space and they're going, oh, thank goodness. Here's somebody here to listen and I can tell them my stuff. And it's like, no, that's not why I'm here. And so that's where it also gets, when I go to places that are haunted or places that have excess energy or a residue, something there, or even a thought form that comes and visits, I have to be clear on, is this for my highest good? And it may be that I need to learn this aspect, but it also might be that the person next door is having a crisis and it's their stuff, not mine. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And Wendy, I love that you use the word discernment because it's one of my favorite words.
Yeah. Necessary.
It really is. I love that word because there's no judgment. There's no polarity in it. It's a level of recognition, and it's a very high level of recognition.
Yeah.
And you do need to know these things. And it's a whole, in a way, it's a whole training in itself. And I have a really funny experience I'll share with you about that. Oh.
Okay, hang on. We'll need to take a break. So that's a good way to start that. I want to go back into, though, with the Akashic Records, your book, just Lemari, the names of the books that are available right now. Is it Lemari? Is that the one to, I know Lemari.com. Okay. But to get the book.
Yes. And if you go on Amazon, you can go Lemari.com, and the Akashic Records book is Akashic Records, Collective Keepers of Divine Expression. And then if you want to have a signed copy from me, you can go to Lemari.com.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And again, this is, I think, so incredibly powerful at this time, because we are being bombarded from all different directions, physical, non-physical, the non-corporeal element, the higher dimensional elements, because we're being given an upgrade. And this is the way we do it. On the ground, running, you know, just going, okay, I'll get it eventually. I'm putting Band-Aids on, but I'm doing it. And Lemari, coming up next. Wendy's Coffee House is also there with the Blogspot sites and the links too, so don't forget about that. Empower Radio.
There's a natural resource that exists everywhere on the planet which could benefit all of civilization. Yet it's been largely ignored. That resource is women. In many of the world's poorest communities, women are denied a significant role. So often their talent and potential remain untapped. At CARE, we found in country after country that empowering women is one of the fastest ways to improve conditions and help end poverty. That's why CARE is helping provide girls and women with an education, opportunity, and a voice worldwide.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
It's a source of power the world can no longer afford to overlook. She has the power to change her world. You have the power to help her do it. Call 1-800-521-CARE or visit care.org.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, Conscious Living and Power Radio. Hi there, I'm Wendy, my guest Lemari, and we're talking about all sorts of stuff. I'm looking at my my little collection pile here, and I've got everything from happy faces to Snoopy to a Bigfoot to a shaman with a little really cool, he's in disguise. He's got the buffalo outfit on, and you pull that off and the little head is underneath. I've got the UFO guy here. I've got the cat fishing. And my Christmas card, I just found, I love it, but I could only find 10. It's a picture of a beautiful Yeti on the front, and you open it up. It says, is it Christmas Yeti? So I, you know, the fun thing about this is that Sometimes we're so serious and we get so caught up in having to do something the right way. And when you're talking about the Akashic Records, I think for so long, you know, there was this maybe a little bit of intimidation of, okay, that's so intense. It's so in some way, just, you know, too much at one time to go into, but you make it accessible. And that's what's important, is it's just about information. It's information. It's like a giant computer, a giant database, and we're already plugged in. We just have to remember the code or get into the right frequency. And then all of a sudden, here it is. And I think that's how you're helping people, is making it accessible and making it less of a science project where you're going, okay, let's punch a few buttons and see what happens. Okay, that's experiment number one. How did that go?
Right. And if people are interested in my book, Akashic Records, there's three different meditations in the back of the book so that you can do. They're really simple, easy. They help you be really clear and ask, you know, good questions when you're going into the Akashic Records if you want to connect that way.
Okay. And I interrupted you. You were just going to get into your story. And I said, wait. Okay. So let's... Okay, now, refresh, rewind. There you go. So what was the story?
Okay. So we were talking about earlier, we were talking about like you discerning between the difference between somebody else's energy and beings and what was coming to you, which was more appropriate for you. Mm-hmm. And so my not favorite story is... I was driving in the streets in Boston with my husband, and we drove by a funeral. You know, they had a funeral parlor, people were there, and we were having this wonderful conversation, and then all of a sudden, I turned around, and I was so angry with him that I was yelling at him. Uh-huh. Now, we don't usually yell. And I'm like, you know, and he's saying stuff, he's looking at me, it's that look like, what the?
Yeah.
You know
what? What trip that?
And I'm like, and I'm like, and he looked at me and goes, what's going on? Yeah. And I stopped and I went, whoa.
Yeah.
I am picking up all the anger. Everybody at that funeral was mad at the man who died.
Yes. Yes.
So some of them were mad because he died. Some of them were mad because of something or other. And I'm like, whoa, I picked up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I already knew how I am in the world, but I have never just driven by something and picked it up.
I understand.
You're going that fast, and it's like,
yes.
Oh, wait.
You drove through the field. Yeah, that energy field.
I drove through. Exactly. And so that very powerful conversation you were having about discernment is like, that's how it can be. And we used to joke because I would pick up stuff, you know, in the grocery line. I mean,
yes.
I like laugh. I'm online with the universe. So whatever is showing up in front of me is showing up. And I'm like, oh gosh, that will, and you know, I would like all of a sudden get emotional because somebody in front of me was having a really hard time. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. This is not good. Not because it's bad to see what's happening for other people,
yeah.
But the experiential factor, oh no, that's inappropriate for me.
I've got one. Let me get real quick because it's real short.
Yes.
Sitting next to a VIP. Sitting next to this VIP, and nothing is being said to me. And it's a friendly encounter. And there's somebody on the other side, and I automatically pop out with a question that I would never ever ask. And I said to the other person, almost like in a supervisor position. So what is your core goal with this? You know, what are your strengths? I'm thinking, what the heck? That came out of my mouth. At that point, I'm thinking, I have no idea why I even ask it. It's not my, I never go there. And yet when I realized I was picking up on this VIP and transmitting what that person was thinking, and I thought, oh, I got to be super careful because this could not end well if I go too far with it. But that's something that, you know, and it's because it was a relaxed environment. I felt comfortable. I wasn't really paying attention to the other stuff. I try not to intrude on somebody else's space. But this time I realized, without even intending to, it was such a heavier, you know, this person really wanted that information. And so they were projecting it, and I just blurted right out and thought, and so I made my hasty exit so I wouldn't have to go any further with that. And, you know, just, yeah, okay. politely yes. said, thank you. Nice to be here. See you. Bye. But yes. that, you know.
Oh, Wendy, that is so important. It's so important what you just shared, because it can happen anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes you don't know. I've learned to ask, is this mine? And that's one of those things yes. where it was so instantaneous. It was out of my mouth before I was able to take it back and sit with it for a minute. And that's one of those things I think is happening to more people. And as I identified it for me, and you are saying this is what happened for you driving by the funeral. That's beautiful, because this stuff is out there, and this is what we yeah. run into as conscious beings, upgrading our own awareness that we are more than just a physical body. We also inhabit these spaces and run into this more frequently than we know, I think.
Well, I think we do. And I have to say, once again, you said exactly what I say. I always ask, is it mine?
Mm-hmm.
So, sister,
mm-hmm.
we have two things, yes. definitely the discernment. And is this mine?
Yes.
And everybody that's listening, I would suggest that those are two key tools to use right away.
Yeah.
This is like one brilliant takeaway of our collaboration conversation, if you will.
Yeah.
Is like, discern what the energies is and then ask, is it mine?
Well, and if you're listening... right now, as you're listening and engaging and feeling that there might be something useful that you could apply immediately, and why am I listening? What is important? How might this help me? It really condenses down to that. You're still in charge, no matter what happens and what's coming at you, no matter what kind of chaos is in the flotsam around you. You decide, is this mine? And is it appropriate? And like you said earlier, you know, is it appropriate mm-hmm. for me to know at this time? And, you know, because I get information that I haven't asked for, but sometimes it's relevant to somebody around me. And then I ask, is it okay for me to share?
Yes. And see, for me, all of this is about the word that I like, which is honor. So for me, that is a frequency that if we start with the frequency of honor, not just, you know, saluting people, right? But like honor yourself, honor the divine, honor the people around you. If we were just doing that in the world, it would already shift.
Yes.
Honoring people's experiences wherever they may be at, because once you do that, then it opens up more. When you honor yourself, then you open up the connection. Okay, I'm honoring myself. No, this doesn't feel right. I don't have to do it. I don't care what people are saying. I don't care even if guidance is telling me to do this. If this doesn't feel comfortable for me now, I honor myself. I honor the messenger, wherever yeah. that is coming from. I can honor you, but I don't necessarily have to agree, because agreeing is honoring myself.
Right. Right. There's somebody who works with intention, and you know, the law of allowing, I think, is what it is. Because once you, if somebody's on a lower level working through an intense emotional issue, and you immediately say, oh, I know, you realize your energy shifts to that lower tone instead of saying, ah, understood. I see. And you're allowing that person to have their experience without engaging and dropping into it. And sometimes without knowing, there's a judgment of a trying to become part of the community and become in some way, shape or form approved of or liked.
Yeah.
Then we drop our own level of knowing and awareness to become a mirror for the other person. And as soon as you become that mirror, all of a sudden you've lost the ability to be a light and say, that's okay, you know, and step away to allow them to continue in that space so they can work through it without you having to embody it as well. And I'm saying this as an intuitive or an empath. Okay. I'm not saying as a therapist you're doing this, but as an intuitive or an empath
no,
who picks up. Yeah. As you're picking up everybody else's stuff, there has to be a boundary. There has to be a limit where you don't bring in everybody's stuff and work through it for them, because that's health issues. Those are health issues.
And overload and confusion and all of those things. And because everything is accelerated now, I mean, we know through media, where, and what is very interesting is that not only do we have a more open field for a variety of different consciousnesses to pop into our planet world, but we also have things that are being transmitted electronically into our vibrational field that float across the whole world. And if you don't think you're influenced by it, you might want to look at that again.
Yeah.
Because the chaos in conversations, whether we're wherever those electronic vibrations come from and move towards it, et cetera, it is influencing us as well.
We are electronic. Our body is electric. Those little circuits in there that connect us with the thoughts and the dots and the cells, that's information traveling with a little electrical charge. And that's something that, you know, before when they were talking about this, back in the 80s, the body electric, 70s or 80s, the body electric came out. And then when you do the little frog experiment and show that this, which is not very, I mean, I've got that on my blog. I posted it. Fortunately, it's an animated one where they're deciding, yeah. I think it's called If I Were God, and he's dissecting the frog, and it's a cartoon. And then saying, what is the point? Why are we doing this to other animals? So there's a whole plethora of things that come up from just that one thing of seeing the electrical connections that the body has, and that how we are, in the word, interfaced with all of this stuff around us on that level, which is now a physical level because it's electronic in the physical world, but it's also the non-physical element that brings through the light and brings through these other sounds from the higher realms. I'm going off on a deep end. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, Lamari.
That's cool. We're playing here. And what I also wanted to contribute to that is we're also transmitting. So while you and I were talking about accessing the Akashic Records and going, I'll just say there, right? Mm-hmm. Going there to receive information. The other part is every single person on this planet is transmitting, and they're transmitting right now. Mm-hmm. So what station are you tuning to that you can shift the world's consciousness?
Right. Right.
See, because we do receive all of this guidance, and thank you that we do. But we can also influence the evolution of our planet by contributing to that electronic field or the vibrational field or however we want to describe it today, because we could describe it something else tomorrow.
There's a philosopher, the statement, and I have to read it because I'm really bad at remembering things verbatim. So I had to read it. I had to look it up. Okay, so I don't misstate it. William James. And the quote is, we are like islands in the sea, separate on the surface, but connected in the deep. And that's what that Akashic Record to me represents, is those are the deeper connections that connect us with the multiverse, not just the corporeal, because this is temporary right here. It's temporary. This too shall pass. And when it does, I'll do something else and remember possibly, but that gives us that higher knowing that everything here matters. It may not seem important in your knowing at the moment, but sometimes we bookmark things for later. I think for later, in terms of eating, ingesting and contemplation, when, oh, wow, it makes sense now. I didn't know that at the time. And then all of a sudden it just unloads. And there you have that knowing. When you're working with the Akashic Records, you ask what it was for. What right now are we dealing with? Is there something that we can glean from what's happening in this awareness as we're, you know, on the cusp of 2020 going into this next, I guess, epoch? What are we dealing with?
Well, the frequencies that are coming in now are really interesting. So for those of us who are on the path to greatness, I'm going to call it that as opposed to all the other words I could use, right? to participate and uplift the world, we're on a path to greatness. Mm-hmm. Not ego greatness, but spiritual greatness. Then one thing to recognize is to keep resonating with the greatness, the divine, the frequencies, the joy, the love, the honor, appreciation, gratitude, all of that. That's where you want to focus. But you also want to notice the chaos that is being created by people and systems, et cetera, because that is the way they get to control things. If you are confused, or if you are manipulated, then you are being controlled.
Yeah.
if you are connecting with these higher frequencies, which everybody who's listening right now has access to it, then you are in a whole other world. And that energy that you're connecting with, and as we grow and as we build and as we move, we influence. Influence can be simple and it can be dramatic. It can be as simple as smiling at somebody and holding the door open for them and saying, have a great day, and meaning it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different vibration.
Connect. Yes. And connecting with the Akashic Records, when you look at that, it's a way of connecting to, although I like all the past life stuff and everything else that's in there, because I like just looking at that.
Yeah.
For myself and my clients. But what is really beautiful is, like, I like this phrase, where can I play today?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm connecting to the, where can I play today? Like, what can I explore? Where is my curiosity going to bring me? How can I contribute in new ways?
Right.
And that's where, what we're here for. Yes, multidimensional. Yes, healing. All of that stuff. But if we're not having fun,
yeah,
and we're not sharing that love with each other, then really, this is a really hard gig.
There's a whole different, when you're saying the difference between where can I work today, listening to the frequency, where can I work? What is my work drawing me to? Where can I play? Where can I learn? Where can I explore? What can I bring in that hasn't been brought in before? How can I, because everything you do with that elevates. Everything you do with that intention brings it to a different and unique form that other people can then lift on to the next level. So we're working the spiral instead of the circle. And I love that because it says we're going to repeat, but we're going to repeat at the next level. And we're going to repeat at, so we're coming back almost full circle, and yet we've learned something to take it up to the next level. And I believe that's what the indigenous cultures and that's what the star beings have tried to give us all along. The reason for the spiral is to say consciousness evolves. It evolves. And there's only, with no words, no language, there's a symbol that says evolution, evolution. You are evolution in progress. That's what we are. And that's why the temporary isn't so bad. It's a learning curve. With your book, you also have the other one, which is Living Inspired. And I'm just listening to you today. Yeah. I think that's pretty obvious that that is part of your everyday awareness. I want to ask, what was the biggest turning point for you coming forward with your knowing and with your teaching? What basically got you over the hurdle and saying, this is something I can bring through that will take us to that next, that spiral. What was it?
Ooh, I think that in recognizing that all of my creativity and my joy and everything else is coming from this advanced spiritual connection that I have, that I could actually have conversations with multiple beings. And when I saw that happening, like as a distinction, as opposed to just this is how I am, I get to, talk to beings out there and blah, blah, blah. And it's just quiet in my head. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I started doing a session with somebody who I hadn't been doing sessions. She just asked me for guidance and I was telling her stuff. And she was a CEO, so it wasn't just like a friend that I was chatting to. And then she just looked at me and said, this is your path. I'm like, what? Like, I got to think about this. Way or another. And then I realized, I've been channeling languages. I'm channeling the Akashic Records. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have conversations with people, I can influence them in not like, overlord influence, right?
Yes.
I can influence them to be more of themselves.
Yeah.
I can help them live inspired. I can help them connect with higher frequencies. I can help them connect with creation in a whole other way. And it was just so joyful for me. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I get it. You've probably been telling me this a long time, but now I get it.
Well, the thing I hear in your voice is that I do hear the joy. I hear that light. I hear that element of uplift. That comes through just in your voice and you're broadcasting that. Whatever you do, that's something that you have honed without a need to say, this is what I'm working on. It's just part of what you bring through that's authentic, that is, I believe, transmitted to others on multiple planes. I think that's how the guides are attracted, you know, the one that we need at the right time. It isn't our physical being. It's that element of light, that element that we bring to us that has nothing to do with the physical world, but with our immortal, timeless, evolved expression of essence, which has no place, no date, no time, just a simple way of being present in the now. And you are bringing that presence into our awareness and saying, this is what's possible. And you bring validation and affirmation to people who say, well, how do you think I'm doing? And you obviously, there's no judgment. There's just a say of, well, and you said, not an overlord, a guide, a nudge, an inspiration of what about this? And that's how it works. I believe that's how we inspire others.
Yes. And thank you for noticing the joy, because I sometimes feel the joy is a gateway for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like if in your energy of joy, if you go, where do I want to play today? You open it up to a whole other frequency before you even begin.
Mm-hmm. That's what kids do when they come in. And, you know, you see baby animals. I remember watching a baby, a newborn giraffe at the zoo before he realized he was in a zoo. Before he realized that there were fences and things like that. But he was just, oh, he was jumping around, kicking up his heels. And I thought, oh my gosh, if you could just bottle that, because it was such a beautiful, it was an expression of being, just being and going, wow, I can jump. Wow, I can run. All those things. And you watch that with animals. They are so, there's nothing guarded in their expression. So I love watching kittens play and learn and bounce across the floor and, you know, climb curtains. But, you know, those kinds of things we bring in as children. We bring that element in until we have to be socialized and conditioned into performing as good human beings. It's like, no, we're already good before we get into that stuff. It's remembering that really brings the true you back into the present. What are your, okay, for anyone listening today, what's the inspiration? I know we said it earlier, but okay, this is extra. This is like the bonus points.
Yay. Okay, what is the bonus point? What do you want to know?
Oh, that's not fair. That's asking a question. I want to know how we can make this transition and bring even, you know, the ones who are still struggling and saying, this isn't real. Okay, how do we make it real?
How do we make it real vibrationally with spirit on our planet?
Yeah. How do we make it real?
Okay. So first thing is every single person wants to honor your experience. No matter what anybody else says or what they think or anything else, honor your experience. That's you and the cosmic, the divine, whatever. That's your conversation. So while we have bodies here, that doesn't mean that we don't exist in a whole other dimension. Honor yourself first. Then when you're bringing it forward, ask yourself, what inspires you today? So inspiration opens you up to higher vibrations. And it could be as simple as the sun rising over the mountains opened you to see the majesty of this planet, and that inspires you to do something wonderful for our planet today or wonderful for our people today. You want to hold the frequencies and take action, because a lot of times what happens is people don't necessarily take the action. They hold the frequency. But then it's harder to share it if you're just holding on to it.
Yeah.
And share it in a way that feels right to you. And it could be anything. It could be sitting down and chanting and praying for our world. It could be very simply making sure that the plants in your area actually have water on them, because this is your planet and you want to take care of it. It could be sharing love with somebody in whatever way, or gifting something. But you see, when we do that, and we have the practical, the grounded, on-earth stuff, and we're receiving those frequencies, we are already elevating ourselves and making a spiritual community, even if you don't know the people who are in it yet.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You're plugged in like the light bulb being plugged into the circuit and saying, aha, I'm on. Yeah. I'm on. And then that is transmitted and shared. Without any knowledge of it and any language, it's its own frequency. I love the fact that we are doing this without knowing, and that is encouragement to know that it matters, and that, you know, the thoughts count, And each person has their own special program that they can activate and that they can achieve without anybody else's recognition, validation, or approval. And that's why we are living right now to remember that and know it and practice it and perfect it. Hey, you, Lumari.com. Okay. So this is, I appreciate your time and we got to get out of here, but you're one of those little light bulbs out there that says people are all worthy. Every single one of us. Thank you.
Oh, Wendy, thank you so much. I'm so honored and delighted to be on your show and to just be able to have a wonderful conversation with you and share the magic with your community.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for listening. I appreciate your time as well. Whatever you're doing, think the highest thoughts. That's what you draw back to you. You are a mirror. You are a frequency. You are broadcasting. And you are here for a reason at the right time. Enjoy. Till next time, stay curious. See ya.